You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Good afternoon and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. Today is going to be a short podcast, just something to think about. We don't always necessarily need to have a long message in order to make an impact in our lives. But a good word in season, amen, will break us free into that next place of life in Christ, amen. I will get started by praying first, amen. Glory to God. Just clear out the air. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you are present in every circumstance, in every situation, that we can rest in you, we can have peace, we can have joy, even in the midst of violence and turmoil and confusion and questions. Just knowing that you are love, that you are unchanging in who you are, that we can trust in you. I thank you for the broadcast today. I thank you that it is only by your spirit. It's not even the words that I speak, because even words can be limited. Our language is limited in expressing who you are and what you've done for us. But I thank you that through the airways, your spirit will move and do what only your spirit can do. And that's in Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk a little bit about being anchored in the Lord and about what anchors us in Him. Because this is a time where there's so much going on, there's so much uncertainty that we can get pulled into the fear that is all around us. We can get pulled into that anger that's manifested out of that fear. And we can get pulled into the selfishness that we see. And we have to be anchored and we have to know what we're anchored in. Because if we're anchored in something that we ourselves can't fully trust in, or we're questioning, that we won't be able to stand during those times of shaking. Because we know that what this world is. If you don't know, it's because you're young and naive and you're just moving into things. But for those of us who've been here a while and have seen some things, we know how life can be uncertain. And so we're not surprised by the uncertainty because we've probably seen quite a bit of it in our time, even though it's even more heightened than ever before because of the coronavirus and the wars and the rumor of wars and just upheaval in government, division among people and, you know, all of that, you know, seeing the systems that we grew up in falling apart because they were never really meant to be able to. They're not eternal things. And they're not built on things that are eternal. So we see the shifting and we see the crumbling. We see that these systems are unable to address the uncertainty that we face. Amen. And it's just the anchoring, as I said again, is really knowing who God is. And it takes us a while to get to that place that we can understand and have this wisdom of who God is and who we are in Him. Because we're exposed to so many lies in the beginning. There's so many lies about who God is. And if we don't address those lies, it will leave us in a state where we're uncertain even in our faith. Forget about being certain about what's going on in the world, because the world is always changing. And you can't ever really depend on what man is doing in these man-made systems. But we don't want our faith to be like these worldly systems. Every time something happens, we're shaking and confused and angry and hateful and just completely undone. I'm reading a book, and I'm not recommending the book because you really have to be at a certain place in your faith to even read this book. But I am going to mention the name of the book and the author because this is where I am, and it's good to read books that challenge your beliefs And not that you're going to necessarily embrace everything that you read, but what you're believing does require being challenged periodically and re-examined. This book is titled Falling Upward, and it is written by Father Richard Rohr. That's R-O-H-R is his last name, and he's a Catholic priest, believe it or not. Yes, I'm reading a book that was written by a Catholic priest, and at this time, I think he's probably about 80-something years old now, and he has written quite a few books, and he has lived this life and gone through some things that has just driven him closer to just knowing who God is and understanding his life and how he fits in into this divine spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, in this book, one of the things that he says, and of course it reminded me of the scripture from John 3:16, which we base so much of our faith on, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the quote from his book, it says, Jesus did not need to change the mind of God about humanity, but he came to change the mind of humanity about God. It's saying that God already knew who we were. So there was nothing that the Father needed to be done in order to embrace us. He has always loved us. And it is his love that yielded Jesus, the Son of God, that set that whole plan into action to redeem us, was from love. We have lived a life where we have believed that as a Christian, we have been taught that, you know, God was just through with us and he was angry with us. And so Jesus had to come and fulfill that anger that he had against humanity. And the only way that it could be done is if he punished his own Son. But God did not punish, the Father, I should say, did not punish the Son. I'll say that again. The Father did not punish the Son. The Son came with a love that was so great, knowing that many of us would reject him and despise him and end up killing him. And he came with that knowledge. He expressed a level of love that had never been seen before, that he would allow us to nail him to the cross. That kind of love anchors a heart. We often read about love, the love that we're called to in Corinthians 13, and it talks about a love that takes no account of wrongdoing. We read about Jesus saying that we should love our enemies. And if he is leaving those words to us, and he is also leaving his word that seeing him is seeing the Father. So we are learning about who Father God is through the words and the deeds of Jesus Christ. This anchors us. God did not need anything to love us. He just loved us. Someone who loves you, knowing everything about you, and allowing himself to be punished by you because of your lack of understanding of how great his love is for you. This establishes our heart in the heart of God. And when we're going through things, we're able to stand. Not that we won't have moments of tears or even anger, but we're able to go through it by the spirit of love that dwells on the inside of us, giving us strength in our weakness. The Spirit of God is made strong in our lives. So rest in that. Well, that's it for me today. God bless you. Tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray Rose. Tune in and be blessed at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for your time today or whenever you're going to listen to it. And I pray that you will be encouraged and strengthened during these times. Because these are really, we're seeing man act out some of the ugliest things. Not that man hasn't always done some ugly things, but it's like in your face ugly. For us in America, we've been shielded because we've never had war on our own land. We've done war in other countries. But we're seeing that even though we haven't had a technical war where bombs are being dropped and people are being shot on the streets, but there has been a war going on and we haven't recognized what it is. When I hear about all the gun violence and the mass shootings that's going on and just all the crazy talk and it's like right in your face right now. Well, what's closer to us right now is God's love for us. It may not all make sense right now, the things that we see. But if you read the scriptures, there are words of encouragement in those scriptures. And if you take the time to just meditate and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you, He's inside of you, and just quiet yourself. You'll be encouraged and you'll be strengthened. Well, anyway, let me not start up again because I'm closing this out. So be blessed. Happy Resurrection Sunday or Happy Easter, whatever you want to call it. It's just another one of those festivals. We take these moments and we just make such a big deal out of it. But it's about living our life every day with the knowledge of what has been done and how much we're loved. It's very important. I love you. God bless you. Bye.